Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and welcome to the first episode of 2017. I hope your new year is off to a great start. In the last episode of 2016, which was episode 277, I shared my thoughts on goals and resolutions and how, from my perspective, which is only my perspective, certainly not gospel, my perspective is that we've come a little bit too attached to them and we put too much emphasis on them. We get a little bit emotional and romantic about goals and resolutions. And I shared in the last episode that there's nothing magical about goals. They are like a compass. And yeah, the compass can point you in the right direction, but it can't take you anywhere. You have to move and you have to go in the right direction and in the right direction consistently. The same is true of your goals. The goals are like a compass. They can point you in the right direction, but they can't take you anywhere. You have to move in the right direction and in the right direction consistently. I do think that it's critical that you know what you want, but I don't think that has to come in the form of a goal. It's been interesting to see over the last few weeks and hear so many people talking about goal setting and resolutions, and lots of other people have been talking about creeds or manifestos or mantras or words. And it made me think about and actually go back and look at a Primal Potential manifesto that I wrote for myself and put up on the blog back in August of 2015. And it was interesting to look back at it, and I challenged myself to figure out how I would change it. One of the most valuable tools I've taught myself in the last couple of years through my own work and then my work with my clients and within the Fat Loss Fast Tracks is I don't want to be a goals person. I shared at Ascend back in November how one of the major things that held me back for so long was that I, quote unquote, hitched my wagon to my goals. Basically, what I wanted was weight loss, the outcome, a goal, an end game. And if I didn't feel like my results were good enough for the effort I was putting in, like if I felt like I was doing the work but not getting the results I expected, I'd stop trying. I was only eating well and only working out because I wanted to lose weight. So if the weight didn't come off and it wasn't predictable and linear, which, hint, it's almost never predictable and linear, then I'd be like, well, screw it. Where's the pizza? And the ice cream too. So a turning point for me personally was when I decided not to focus on the goals, but to focus on the work, on the process, primarily because of how the work, the process, makes me feel, because of who I want to be and how I want to be, because of how it makes me feel when I take care of myself, not because of what I expect to get out of it. When I take good care of myself, I'm happier. I'm more confident. I have more energy. I'm more relaxed and less stressed. I'm more motivated and more focused. Those things are worth it. And they have nothing to do with a number on a scale. And when I focus on those things, on the work, on the process, and I do them, regardless of the results have a beautiful way of taking care of themselves. So yeah, I don't want to be a goal person. I used to be, and it didn't really work. When I was a goal person, I felt like right now was never enough. How I was right now was never enough. Who I was right now was never enough. I wasn't thin enough. I didn't have enough money. I wasn't fit enough. My relationships weren't good enough. And so I was hitching my wagon to some future point. And to be honest with you, I missed out on much of my life because I was focused on this future point. I was chasing my goals and missing my life. I've spent too much of my life striving for something other than now. There's nothing that a future moment can offer me that a present moment can't. And I don't want to give up my chances to be happy and experience life. The only chance, after all, that really exists to create that future you want or I want is right now. The choices that are in front of me, that are in front of you, right now. My life is happening right now. Your life is happening right now. And I wanted to stop putting my life on hold until I achieved some long-term objective. And I want you to stop putting your life on hold. Not waiting until you lose 50 pounds or even 10. Not waiting until your relationship is better or you're in a relationship or you're out of a relationship. Not waiting until you have more money or more time or more energy. No, I want for you and for me, I want us to live our greatest life right now, today. And the other part of it is, guys, and I learned this the hard way, many of us have, I'm not special here, I'm not guaranteed an indefinite future. I'm not guaranteed to see until a year, two, three, 4 years down the line when I achieve this goal. My dad died in a car accident. He drove into a tree and died instantly on December 29th of 2004. And so I guess as I get older, as I learn, as I go through hard things in my own life, and as I reflect on things I've achieved and things I haven't yet achieved, I realize that I want to focus on now, on today, partially because I don't want to miss any more moments or take for granted any day or opportunity that I have because I'm waiting for something better. I want to create that better thing right now. And partially because I know that when I focus on the process and I take advantage of these moments right here without always hoping for some future thing and hitching my wagon to that future thing, I know that I stress less and achieve more, which is reason enough if you ask me. And because if I keep passing over today, waiting for a better tomorrow, my whole life is going to go by with me being both unsatisfied and ungrateful. And that's unacceptable. But here's the caveat. I am a high achiever. Anybody that knows me knows that I am type A, that I am driven, that I am kind of goal-oriented. I want a full, rich, abundant, productive, amazing life. And I can do that without feeling like now isn't enough or putting all of my hopes into some future point. I can do that by defining my values and focusing on each day living into them and up to them. And if I do that, when I do that, define these values and bring my attention every day to how can I live up to these and into these? When I do that, my goals or the desires of my heart, whatever you call them, my highest potential, it takes care of itself. When I focus on the root, the fruit takes care of itself. When I live according to my highest values, I will rise to my highest potential. So going back to August 10th of 2015, I published a blog. It was called The Primal Potential Manifesto. And I'm going to read it to you. When I read it, parts of it, I'm like, ooh, that was good. And other parts, I'm like, I've grown a bit. So I'm going to share with you what I wrote then back in August of 2015. And then I'm going to share with you how I've revised it for 2017, or at least how 2017 is going to begin for me. And I hope that it'll inspire you to create your own. So here's what I wrote back in 2015. I eat foods I love. Go figure, I started with food, right? Who's surprised? This next one though, it won't start with food, but this is from 2015. I eat foods I love. I eat foods that love me back. I respect my body too much to fill it with garbage. I choose to create a strong, capable, resilient body. I speak kindly to myself and about myself. I do what is right, not what is easy. I chase my dreams with courage, enthusiasm, and determination. I don't have to take no for an answer. I see every challenge as an opportunity to learn and improve. I look for solutions, not excuses. I am too grateful to complain. I only fail when I pass up an opportunity to learn from my mistakes. I choose not to create chaos and crisis by overreacting and moving too quickly. I breathe slowly, deeply, and often. I am generous with my time, my knowledge, and my heart. I am patient with myself and others. I refuse to live a life less than the one I am capable of creating. I ask for help. I build new relationships. I invest in myself. I embrace authenticity and am not afraid to share my struggles. I believe that doubt is a liar, that bitterness is a burden I refuse to pick up. I know there is power in silence, confidence, and persistence. That is my potential. What is yours? And like I said, some of that I love, and some of it makes me laugh a little bit at how much I've grown in the last couple of years. I've changed. My life has certainly changed.
But I'm not here to stay the same. I am better. I am stronger, wiser, kinder, happier. Every day I try to be a little bit better. So I've drafted a new manifesto, and I'm sure it will evolve just like that one has, and it'll be fun to look back on how it does change. And I want to share it with you and remind you that the power in this is bringing attention to it every day and looking for what choices can I make today that is in alignment with this. And when I feel conflicted, when something feels hard, when I'm not sure how to choose, what to say, what to do, where to go, what would I do if I was living in accordance with this manifesto, right? So let me read you kind of how I've edited this for now. I am strong with purpose and light at heart. I give myself the best. I look for chances to make myself proud. I travel light, refusing to carry what's not mine to hold. I cherish those who cherish me. No matter what happens, I am not a victim. Life is hard, and I'm grateful for the challenges. I am unapologetically authentic, and those who don't accept me help me ensure that my inner circle is true and real. I spend more time acting on what I want than thinking about it. My attention flows to solutions, not problems. I challenge myself to go a step further than I think I can. I make no assumptions. When I'm unclear, I ask questions. I never lie, especially to myself. I am generous with my time, my heart, and my money. I appreciate moments and maximize minutes. I outwork yesterday's best. Doubt is a liar, and courage will set me free. So that's where I'm at as a draft. I'm going to fine tune it, and then I'm going to frame it, and I'm going to put it on my desk, maybe even in my car, and certainly on my phone, and I'm going to think about it as often every single day as I possibly can. Those will become my affirmations. Those will act as my goals, my compass, my guidepost, what directs me when I feel like I'm not sure what to do or when I'm facing temptation. I'd love for you to give some thought to the principles that you will choose to live by every day. I think it's a powerful exercise. Before we say goodbye, I want to invite you, because registration closes in just like a day or two, for our Winter Fat Loss Fast Track. So this will be one of the last times you hear me talk about it for a while. It is a 12-week coaching program. And one of the awesome things about it is that you kind of develop your own creed, your own manifesto as you go through it, because it's not a cookie cutter program. That is not my style at all. It's about creating your healthiest, best lifestyle without dieting, without rules, without like misery, really having fun and loving yourself more every day instead of resenting yourself and the process. And I'm biased, but I also know it works. Like, I'm not stupid. I know that it's really successful for the people who invest in themselves enough to do it. So what I thought I would do here as we wrap up is share not my thoughts on it, but what some of my clients shared as their parting thoughts as our fall session wrapped up. And for those of you that are like, I need this, I'm ready, I want to live by my own creed, you can go to primalpotential.com/winter17 to register. But one person said, change is all about doing the work, which is actually kind of what we're talking about here today. She said, change is all about doing the work. It's not magic or mysterious. It's simply practice, asking curious questions, answering them honestly, and taking action based on what is discovered one thing at a time. Another client said, thanks, EB, that's me, for everything you do, your hard work, dedication, and persistence. You're a role model and an inspiration, and I look forward to the next 12 weeks in the veterans group. She's moving on with me. I have never made decisions like this, fat loss friendly meals, early bedtime, daily movement, high intensity training, while being on vacation at my parents' house with any consistency, and now I am rocking it, thanks to the tools you've given us, not only for weight loss, but peace, gratefulness, and joy every day. Here's to our best lives in 2017. Another one, just two more. Another one said, Sigh, even though I'm going on into the veterans group she's moving on to, I'm sad that this 12 weeks is coming to an end, but if there is nothing else I've learned in these 12 weeks, it's to live in the moment and make the best of it. Thank you for all the wisdom, encouragement, and providing us the map for my journey in the next best part of my life. I've accomplished more in these last 12 weeks than I have in the last 20 years, literally 20 years. And for that, I am forever grateful. See you January 8th. She's moving on as well. Last one here is from one of my veterans. So after the first 12 weeks, there's a series of veterans groups. And so this person's been through a couple. She wrote 4 fat loss fast tracks, Ascend, hundreds of podcasts. I've listened to every single one except the last 3. I've made some lifelong friends, so many places to go visit. Elizabeth freaking Benton, thank you for the most transformational year of my life. When I look back and reflect in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, I believe I'll always view this time as a mental divide in my life, before EB and after EB. I've done work. There's still much work to do, but I have this badass bedazzled toolbox to carry with me. I've got this. I've dropped so much baggage and I'm learning to travel light. I don't go straight to crazy town when things get crazy, and if I do, I recognize it more quickly and adjust the sails. I'm not as concerned about the number on the scale or the tag in my jeans. It's all about living my best life. I love you, EB. For everyone in this group, thank you. I've learned something from every single post and response. I'm going to miss checking this Facebook group. I think the Facebook group is the golden ticket of the fat loss fast track. I've had my fat loss friendly breakfast. I've journaled and I've planned my day. I have a smile on my face. The gratitude section of my journal overflowed onto the second page. Life is so good. So we will probably have a total of 3 fat loss fast tracks in the year of 2017. The next one starts January 8th, which means the second will probably be in April. If you want to grab your spot, we've got another, when you hear this, there'll be another day to register. You can go to primalpotential.com/winter17. And you know, I would love the chance to work with you. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.